Now, verse 7. For if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? Lie is moral falsehood. Each individual could claim exemption from the judgment of God because his sin had advanced the glory of God. And then he says, and not rather, as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. In this verse, Paul drives his argument to its logical, untenable conclusion. This is called an argumentum ad absurdum. If sin magnifies the glory of God, then the more sin, the more glory. Some had falsely accused Paul of teaching this absurdity. It was ridiculous, for it was Paul who insisted that God must judge sin. As surely as there is sin, there must be judgment. You see, this facetious type of argument which Paul has met here makes a Robespierre a saint in the name of utilitarianism. It's the old bromide that the end justifies the means. Now we come to this section here where we have the accusation of guilt by God against mankind. And he's going to conclude this section of sin by bringing mankind up before the judge of all the earth. And the accusation of guilty is made by God against all mankind, both Jew and Gentile, black and white, male and female, rich and poor. It doesn't make any difference who you are. If you belong to the human race, you and I stand guilty before God. And then he's going to take us to God's clinic. And it's a real spiritual clinic. And the great physician is going to look at us. Now, let's come to that. That is, to this section here. And by the way, we see that there are 14 different charges made. 6 of them before the judge, and the other 8 of them of the great physician, who says we're sick. In fact, we're sick nigh unto death. To tell the truth, we're dead in trespasses and sin. That's our condition. Now, I begin at verse 9. What then are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have proved both Jews and Gentiles that they're all under sin. He doesn't mean proved here. That word is a little too strong. It's not quite the shade of meaning because Paul is not trying to prove man a sinner. He's showing that God judges sin. He assumes man is a sinner. You don't have to assume it. It's evident. There are certain truths that are self-evident, we're told. And this is one of them. And we find in the Word of God, man's a sinner by act, by what he does. And man is a sinner by nature. Man doesn't become a sinner by sinning. He sins because he is a sinner. We have that nature. Man's a sinner by imputation. We'll see that later on. And then the estate of man is under sin, as we're told here in this verse. We are all under sin. And that is the entire human family, by the way.